Hi. Yeah, I haven't done one of these in a while. I'm in bed right now. It hasn't even been a long day, but it's been like my kitty's right here. It's been, I think, a nice day. I got that really quick improv out today, and I even edited it in Discord, which was fun. So thank you to those of you that showed up. Things have been kind of crazy for me in my life. Like, when did I go to the Quiet Place last? I got a bit ahead in like late June with audios and all of those things, and then I had a lot of like really important work stuff just sort of pop up at the end of July. And actually sort of 90% of it completed yesterday with like a, I don't know, a total of 5 hours of presenting, which is maybe why I had work on the mind today and PowerPoint presentations. But my sister showed up like late last month unexpectedly and stayed over for several days, and it was just like such a bummer. And little things like that can set me back so much time, just because, you know, if I have specific time that I know that I can record, and then I get an intruder, for lack of a better word, it messes with my like just creative flow. You know what I mean? And it messes with like, it's not like I have a ton of quiet hours, because I do live kind of in a noisy area, which is why I've been super grateful for all of your support to be able to book in a quieter space to record and bulk record and sometimes do live recordings. So my air conditioner is turning on. Oh, actually, I'll put this in the post, but I booked some more time in a couple of weeks. I don't know if I'll be able to do a live recording. Hopefully I can. It's literally in like 2 weeks. But the main thing on my mind right now is Cake Day, which is August 12th. This is the third time that I'm doing this sort of, you know, my entire community can vote on the tags. I hate calling it my community. All of you that listen to my audios or follow me or, you know, whatever, enjoy my stuff, can, or hopefully did, vote on the Cake Day poll. There were a lot of lovely comments, so thank you so much for that. You know, it's kind of crazy to think that I've been doing this for almost 3 years now, and how much things have sort of changed with like where I put things. Like, I'm on like Orange YouTube slash the Orange Hub, and I have a fan site now, which, thank you all for that have followed me there. Thank you, because I definitely think it helps having a bigger follower number on Fansly. I actually don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but please, I'll just edit it out or something. Maybe I'll put like a little beep on it in post. But I've been doing a lot of the things that I can't put on Patreon over on that site, which it has been nice, because it's also given me sort of an excuse to like indulge in a different way. I wouldn't say that it's less creative, but I would say that it's like more carnal. Seems like the wrong word, but it is very intimate. It is very like the fucking versus, you know, the role playing, which I love both, but it's really nice to have sort of another place to put my stuff. And for those of you that have supported me there, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and don't feel obligated at all. I do love it, but you know, you have to make sure to take care of yourself first. What else? I'm already preparing for the holidays. I've talked to LSI about a couple of scripts for Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, actually, or winter holidays, as I like to call it, which I think you'll like. I've also been doing this exercise where I sort of look at, you know, where are my strengths and where is my sort of steak and potatoes comfort food sort of audio. So, I don't know, for a really long time, I sort of was fighting against, I do want to say that, like, every time I put out an audio, I'm like, was this the same as the last couple of them? And are people tired of hearing this? And I don't want people to be tired of hearing this. And I think at this point, 3 years in, I can lean in just a little bit more on things that are comforting to me, or bring me lots of joy, or I don't want to say come easy to me, because none of it is easy, but I think some of it does come to me a little faster, just because I'll take today's audio as an example. Like, being an office worker and being like a leader of sorts and having, think about these separately. you know, being in an office is one thing. Separate from that, being a leader, separate from that, having an inappropriate relationship with someone that I work with, which I do not recommend, is something that I can pull from that it, yeah, I don't know. I might be telling on myself. I'm sorry. I've never fucked a subordinate, so. But, you know, sometimes it's kind of hot to think about it or to fantasize a little bit and then live vicariously through my audios. What else? Oh, got a new banner. I'm working with new artists. I'm probably going to upload one of the art pieces that I just got from, I think it's called Akaslime, on Patreon. Yeah, he's great. It's really, really good. Oh, I've been also been talking to some more scriptwriters. Some of them, well, I think all of them actually I've filled scripts for, but one I haven't. I also commissioned a few from Eno Zeleno, who is really amazing. One of them is definitely going to go on Reddit, and then the other two I think I paid for the commercial rights, so I'm going to put them on Gumroad, just because they're a little niche. I don't know, I get shy about that kind of thing, and sometimes I think I shouldn't do that kind of thing, but like, I have it, and I have a couple of things up there. And I'd like to expand it for, you know, folks that want to, you know, support me that way. I haven't decided if I'll also put them on Patreon or not. You know, I don't get a ton of feedback on the anonymous form or in, like, comments or likes or anything like that. But, you know, people are always like, yes, yes, we want to hear it. But I also, like, look at my subscribership go up and down when I try and experiment a lot. So I try to be cognizant of that. And I also try to be cognizant of like what I think you want or what will appeal more to the masses in a sense of like all of you. I was really surprised. I'm still super surprised about the Big Dick Worship winning the poll last month. So I'm going to be working on that. I've been going through some subreddits to like get some inspiration, but also keep it romantic. I'd like to start collabing again soon. Sometimes those are also polarizing. I need to reach out to some old collab partners and like get it going again. I'd love to collab with some of the people that I've already been collabing with. It's so much time, and then finding an editor, and then, you know, schedules are crazy, especially when you do this, I almost said professionally. When do I get to call myself professional? I don't think that it's a bad thing to say, but I do, I'm not full time, which I've been journaling a lot and I would love to go full time. So, every patron and family subscriber and upvote and view on Pornhub and thumbs up and all of that really, really count towards helping me grow. But for right now, I'm still full time at work, and all of my extra time is spent on creating audios. And the priority is, paid content, and that it kind of makes me sad, because not that I'm, that I have a community of people that are supporting me with their hard-earned dollars, because that's, thank you. Like, in my wildest dreams, I don't think that I would have, thought of myself in a position like this. But, it's so much of the time that I've made audios is on Reddit. And sometimes I feel further away from that community than I would like to be. I feel like it's also a very fickle place. And that can be scary sometimes. It can be scary to like post an audio and then everyone's unfamiliar. I remember the first time that someone who commented on like almost every one of my audios stopped commenting on them. I reached out to them and was like, "Are you okay?" And I still feel like that sometimes when I, post and I don't see any familiar names, and maybe people are on, new burners and all of that. And, there's not an explanation. There doesn't need to be an explanation for that. But, when I can't dedicate equal time, I feel bad. But I also have to eat and have to sleep and have to let my fingers rest when I, have to edit and stuff like that. And I also just want it to be good. The same quality that goes up publicly is the same thing that goes, privately or to subscribers. I think that, I want to keep that level of quality and get better. And I also want to make sure that, those of you that are subscribed to me, get maximum value and maximum quality, and that the more support that I get, the more that I can offer you. So you've probably seen that with, the art posts and things like that, and, trying to book biz even more for editing, and, recording in the quiet space. And, some of those audios do make it public, and I love that. I love being able to do that. So again, thank you. Let me talk about Cake Day. I guess I can probably tell you, where am I? Where am I? Okay, I had to find where I wrote the things down. So, it is going to be romantic. It is going to have a lot of possessiveness and a bit of jealousy. There's some baby talk. Well, wait, not like, "Oh my god, you're so cute," but like, "Have a baby with me" talk. I don't know. It's really interesting because Cake Day has turned into this obsession for me. Not the day itself, but the audio. Because the first time I did it with the log off with me puppy, it was, I think, the first time I did a succubus. And it took me a long time to nail that script. And then the next one was very close to home because it was a skateboarder girl. And I did used to skateboard, and I do cook for my partners, and it was very like, oh my God. So the poll results were very similar this year. And, you know, I really didn't want it to be the same as the last two. So I wanted to push myself a bit more with this one. So it's going to be, I don't want to call it unhinged. I feel like that's a silly word, but it is going to be more aggressive. And, yeah, I'm excited about it. I hope you're excited about it. I know it's going to be a Saturday when I release it, and that's uncommon for me to post on a Saturday. But I like tradition, and I like celebrating. So I hope that all of you that voted feel heard and feel happy with the final audio. And leading up to it, next week I will post the art for this audio, which I won't be able to put on GWA because it's very lewd. But yeah, buckle up. Happy August. I hope you're doing well. Please make sure you're taking care of yourself. Mwah. Talk soon.